Today we're building a future jungle sampler rack drive riser in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make the last few bars before the drop feel alive, gritty, and urgent, without turning into a generic noise sweep. In future jungle, transitions are not just decoration, they're part of the groove. A good riser should feel like it belongs to the same world as your breaks and bassline, almost like the track is mutating in real time. So instead of reaching for a clean preset, we're going to build something sampled, rhythmic, and slightly dangerous. Start by thinking in energy layers. One layer will handle motion, one will handle harmonic tension, and one will handle air and lift. That separation is important. If one sound tries to do everything, the result usually gets muddy and weak. For the source material, grab three things: a short break fragment, a tonal hit or synth stab, and a noise texture. Think chopped amen slice, a detuned Reese tail or chord stab, and something like vinyl noise or take hiss. Keep the break fragment short, ideally just a tiny slice, because we want texture and movement, not a full drum loop. Now place those sources into simpler or sampler devices inside an instrument rack, and create three chains: break, tone, and noise. This is your core rack. Keep the levels balanced from the beginning so the sound doesn't get lopsided. The break can sit around -12 to -18 dB. The tone a little lower, and the noise lower still. At this stage, restraint matters. The first half of the riser should feel more controlled than you think. On the break chain, shape it like a rising rhythm, not just a wash. Add auto filter after the sampler and start dark, around 250 to 500 Hz if you're using a low-pass or band-pass style sweep. Then automate that cutoff upward over 4 or 8 bars, until it opens into the upper range. Add a little resonance, but not too much, just enough to give it that biting jungle edge. After that, add saturator or drum bus for drive. Start subtle and increase it gradually, so the break feels like it's getting more aggressive as it rises. If you want extra movement, micro-edit the break. Duplicate a tiny slice, offset one hit slightly late, or reverse a transient near the end. Those little imperfections make the riser feel more human and more jungle. That's the difference between a sterile FX sweep and something that feels like it came from the same DNA as your drums. Next, build the tone chain. This is your harmonic pressure wave. Choose something that can handle pitch movement well, like a short Reese stab, a dark pad note, or a vocal-like hit. In sampler, start it low, around -12 semitones, and automate it up toward +3 to +7 semitones. The curve should feel a little exponential, not perfectly linear. You want the energy to accelerate near the end, not just drift upward evenly. After the tonal source, add saturator for edge and maybe corpus, if you want a metallic or resonant character. Corpus can be really effective here if you keep it subtle. Just a touch of resonance and dry/wet can make the tone feel more like a haunted machine than a plain synth sample. Then use auto filter to shape the brightness over time. Start darker, then gradually open it as the riser approaches the drop. Now for the noise chain. Noise is there to add air, but it has to do a job. Don't let it smear the mix. Start with vinyl noise, room tone, or a hiss sample. Put EQ8 first and high pass it aggressively so you're not building up low mid clutter. If the top end gets harsh, carve out a bit around the painful upper mids. Then add auto filter for a slow opening sweep, and use utility at the end to wide mid over time. Start narrow and let it open toward the drop. If you want a little more attitude, send some of that noise into echo. Keep the feedback modest, the mix low, and the filter dark at the start. Then let it brighten slightly near the end. You don't want a huge wash. You want just enough ghostly movement to imply space and tension. Now comes the part that makes this rack really usable. Map your macros. A strong layout would be pitch rise, drive, filter open, stereo width, echo throw, and tail length. That gives you one control surface for the whole riser. Pitch can rise from -12 semitones to +7. Drive can move from clean to gritty. Filter can open from dark and narrow to bright and exposed. Width can go from tight to wide. Echo can bloom only near the end. And tail length can let the finish breathe just a little longer. The trick is not to automate everything at the same time. Stagger it. Let pitch start moving first. Then add drive, then open the filter. Save the width for the final bar. Let the echo bloom in the last half bar or so. That staggered motion feels much more intentional and musical. It also keeps the listener's attention moving forward instead of just hearing a single flat swell. A really good intermediate move in Ableton Live 12 is to resample the rack once it's working. Record the output to audio for 4 or 8 bars. Then edit that audio like it's part of the drum arrangement. Trim it tightly, fade the start and tail if needed, and even reverse a tiny piece near the end for a weird little pull into the drop. Once it's audio, you can shape it with EQ8, compression, saturation, or utility much more precisely. This is where the riser starts feeling like a finished record element instead of just a sound design exercise. Resampling also helps the transition sit better in the arrangement, because you can line it up with the groove, cut it cleanly before the drop, and make space for the impact to hit hard. In the arrangement, think like a DNB producer. Don't just drop the riser in randomly. Use it as part of the phrase. For example, let the track groove for 8 bars, build tension over the next 4, then place the riser across the last 4 bars before the drop. In the final bar, pull out some low bass so the build feels like it's becoming thinner and more focused. Then when the drop lands, the sub and drums come back and the contrast feels huge. You can also use the same rack for a drum switch-up or a bass call and response moment. It doesn't always have to lead into a full drop. In Future Jungle, these transition tools can signal a new section, a new drum pattern, or a change in bass energy that makes the arrangement feel more alive and less predictable. Now, a few mix checks. Keep the low end under control. Riser elements should imply weight, not carry actual sub. High pass anything unnecessary below about 100 to 150 Hz. Watch the 2 to 5 kHz range too, because that's where harshness can start to fatigue the ear fast. And always check the riser in mono and at low volume. If the tonal movement and rhythmic shapes still read clearly quietly, you've probably built a strong sound. Also, make sure the riser doesn't steal the drop's job. If the last beat is too dense, the drop loses impact. Sometimes the smartest move is to thin the riser out right before the downbeat so the release feels even bigger. If you want a darker or heavier version, try resampling twice. Render the rack once, then process that audio again with a little more distortion or filtering. That extra pass often makes the FX feel more finished and more characterful. You can also create a dirty parallel chain underneath the clean one for extra edge, or make a two-stage riser, where the first half is unstable and the second half is brighter and wider. For practice, build two versions. One should be a dirty jungle lift using a chopped break, a low tonal stab, and vinyl noise. Keep it organic, gritty, and rhythmic. The other should be a darker, more neural-leaning lift using a Reese Taylor synth note, tighter filter automation, and a tiny echo throw. Resample both, cut the low end hard, and test them against a 174 BPM drop. See which one supports the groove better and leaves more room for the snare and sub. The core formula here is really break movement plus tonal rise plus noise lift plus controlled drive. If you get that balance right, your risers won't just lead into the drop. They'll feel like part of the track's identity. And in Future Jungle, that's what makes the transition hit with real personality.